ॐ नमः प्रणवार्ताय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाधृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमेढ्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहं। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परा। विद्याविनयसम्पन्ने ब्राह्मणे गविहस्तिनि शुणि चैव श्वपाके च पण्डिताः समदर्शिनः। इहैव तैर्जितः सर्गः येषां साम्ये स्थितं मनः। निर्दोषं हि समं ब्रह्म तस्माद् ब्रह्मणि ते स्थिता। भगवान् इस् एक्स्प्लेनिङ्ग् दि बेनिफिट् आफ् आत्मज्ञानम्। क्वालिटी आफ् लैफ् ईस् अकार्डिङ्ग् टु द लेवल् आफ् knowledge about ourselves. If I know that I am Nirguna Chaitanyam, Nirguna Atma, then Ishvara also becomes Nirguna Vastu. If I know myself as Saguna Jivaha, then Ishvara becomes Saguna Ishvara. Once Bhagavan becomes Sagunam, then he ceases to be a Abhaya Hetuhu, he becomes Bhaya Hetuhu. It's a very important point Vedanta wants us to understand. As long as Bhagavan is away from you, according to your understanding, as long as Bhagavan is different from you, so far you will be afraid of him. He cannot be Karuna Murti. He will be a Bhaya Hetuhu. In Upanishad, very clearly it is told, Brahmatam Paradat, Yo Atmanaha Brahmam Veda, Kshatram Tam Paradat, Yo Atmanaha Kshatram Veda, Lokastam Paraduhu, Yo Atmanaha Anyatra, Lokan Veda, Devastam Paraduhu, Yo Anyatra Atmanaha Devan Veda. Like that he goes on, gives a list. What is that list? Every object or every segment in the creation will reject you, humiliate you and cause fear to you once you have understood it as different from you. Yaha Anyatra Atmanaha Brahma Veda. One who understands that Brahmana community as different from the self, that Brahmana community rejects you. One who understands Devas, that is Devatas, as different from you, Ishvara as different from you, Upanishad says that Ishvara rejects you. Rejects you means what? Paraduhu means what? It rejects you, humiliates you, becomes a source of fear. So as long as Bhagavan is different from us, he is not different from us in reality. Neither Bhagavan says nor Shastram says that. But our understanding is what? He is different from us. That's why everybody says, oh Lord. I Lord they don't say. I am Lord. Nobody says. Oh Lord only everybody says. Neither Bhagavan says that I am different from you, nor the scripture who knows Bhagavan says that Bhagavan is different from you. But our ignorant mind says that Bhagavan is different. So as long as this ignorance is there, then even Bhagavan becomes the source of bhaya. Not only Bhagavan, entire creation becomes the source of bhaya. therefore in the vision of a jnani neither the world nor ishvara is bhaya hetuhu or harsha hetuhu source of happiness or unhappiness because according to him sarvam brahmamayam jagat including my individuality everything is nothing but brahman so he is samaha in seeing what is his vision vidya vine sampanne brahmane gavi astini he is samadarshinaha he sees everywhere he sees everywhere means what not by physical eye he knows that there is nothing called second entity at all therefore even when bhagwan comes and says hey bhakta hey jnani I bless you what boon you want what a jnani will tell you tell imagine the blessing boon business la namu beda an iruttaru jnani will tell what this play I don't want there is a story in purana it seems one day sanat kumara rishi brahmaji's first born sanat kumara sanaka sanadana sanantana sanat kumara that sanat kumara rishi was meditating in seclusion bhagwan shiva and parvati they were just going akasha marga they were flying then mother saw this small child they were just 7 year old children all the time what a beautiful child it is every pravritti is absent complete shanti is there fully established in knowledge how nice it will be if we have a child like this so as even mother decided then Shiva has to come down Shivji told all right we'll go there and talk to him so they came in front of him but his nishtha that dhyana was not obstructed they waited for a long time finally they gave some signal also like that we give a signal na like that they gave signal somehow he came out from dhyana then he saw both Shiva and Parvati were standing in front so he made namaskars then Bhagwan told my dear child ask any boon whatever boon you ask I will give so the Sanat Kumara told Bhagwan I don't want any boon if you want to ask anything boon you can ask from me boon can be possible only when your mind is apurna if I lack anything only I should ask boon I don't want any boon I was enjoying in my samadhi I was sitting you people came and suddenly you are telling ask one boon I don't want any boon if you want any boon you ask then Bhagwan Shiva asked I want you to be my child that Sanat Kumara only is born as Muruga Subramanya Swami is avatar of Sanat Kumara since mother Parvati did not join in this boon Sanat Kumara Rishi told I will be your son not born to her I will be your son certainly because you only asked boon I should be your son so I have given that boon to you I will be your son since she has not joined in asking boon I will not be her son then mother Parvati felt very bad I only gave this idea of I want you to have in my garbha like that since she requested but whatever comes from my mouth is final I cannot avoid like that that is the level of knowledge so whenever we have a doubt whether we got this atma jnanam or not you ask this question if bhagwan comes and asks me bhakta any boon you ask can I tell to bhagwan bhagwan if you want any boon you ask understood without any compunction in our mind you tell this not with ahankara this cannot be a statement from ahankaric mind it is out of knowledge who is there to give who is there to take everything is samam so when this vision samatvam vision comes in the mind of an individual he is a ಜೀವನ್ ಮುಕ್ತ. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಇಹೈವ ತೈಹಿ ಜಿತ ಸರ್ಗ. ದಟ್ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಾಂಕರ್ಡ್ ಸಂಸಾರ. ಸಂಸಾರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಡ್ಯುಯಾಲಿಟಿ, ಐಡಿಯಾ ಆಫ್ ಸತ್ಯ ದ್ವೈತ, ರಿಯಲ್ ಡ್ಯುಯಾಲಿಟಿ. He has conquered that idea that there is second real entity which will be causing me trouble, which is either in the form of creation or in the form of creator. Bhagavan says, Ihaiva. Esha manaha samye sitam. Those people whose mind is established in samavastu, taihi sargaha jitaha. By them, this samsara is won over. ಸರ್ಗಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಜನ್ಮ ಮರಣ ಸೈಕಲ್. ಸಾಮ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿ ಸರ್ವಭೂತೇಶ ಸಮಭಾವೇ. ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ಇಸ್ ದ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸಮವಸ್ತು ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್. ವಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ಯೂನಿಟಿ ಇನ್ ಎನಿ ಅದರ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್. ನೇದರ್ ಇನ್ ಪ್ಲಾಂಟ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ಡಮ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ಯೂನಿಫಾರ್ಮಿಟಿ, ನಾರ್ ಇನ್ ಎನಿ ಅದರ್ ಅನಿಮಲ್ ಸ್ಪೀಷೀಸ್, ನಾರ್ ಇನ್ ಹ್ಯುಮ್ಯಾನಿಟಿ. None of the thing can be found equal. One is not similar to another. One person's nose is not similar to another person's nose. Unique identity card Bhagavan already gave. One person's ear lobe is not similar to another person's ear lobe. Understood? One person's eyes are not similar to another person's eyes. So nothing is equal, uniform, except one entity. What is that? Chaitanyam. There is no samatvam with regard to nama rupa, but there is samatvam with regard to chaitanyam. One who has found out that truth, taihi, by that jnani, sargaha jitaha, this samsara is conquered. When it is conquered, Bhagavan says ihaiva, not after death, not after reaching somewhere else, not after death or after reaching somewhere else. ಇಹೈವ ಜೀವನ್ ಅಪಿ ಶರೀರವಾನ್ ಅಪಿ, ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನೌ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಂಕರ್ಡ್. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಗೋ ಟು ವೈಕುಂಠ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್? ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಇನ್ ವೈಕುಂಠ ಆರ್ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಲೋಕ ಆರ್ ಎನಿ ಲೋಕ. ದೇರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಯು ಆರ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್. ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಮತ್ತೆ ಗೀತಾ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ಲಿ ಏನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಹೇಳುತ್ತೀವೋ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ ಹೇಳುತ್ತಾರೆ, ಇಲ್ಲ ಭಗವಾನ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ. ವಾಟ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್ ದೇರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ? ವಾಟ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್? What is the meaning of moksha? There is no possibility of any other meaning of moksha. Even after going there, Bhagavan tells, my dear child, understand who you are. Yes, that is a fact. You are infinite is the fact. There also Bhagavan will tell, when I am infinite, you ask, Ihaiva. When you are infinite, Ihaiva. But the Ihaiva word is pronounced in Brahmaloka. Are in Vaikuntha Loka, are in Ramakrishna Loka, any Loka you keep. So any time you get moksha is what? Ihaiva only. If you don't understand the Ihaiva word now, you will be made to understand this Ihaiva word in future after going to some other Loka that Shastra calls as Krama Mukti. There also you conquer samsara only when gain knowledge. It is always ಇಹೈವ ಜಿತ ಸರ್ಗ. ಹೌ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕಾಂಕರಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಸಂಸಾರ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಕ್ವಶನ್. ಹೌ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕಾಂಕರಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಮೃತ್ಯು ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಕ್ವಶನ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರ್ದೋಷಂ ಸಮಂ. ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ದೋಷರಹಿತಂ ವಸ್ತು, ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಸಮಂ ವಸ್ತು. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ by knowing that chaitanyam is nirdosha vastu and that dosha which I see in the form of papa and punya, marana and janma, these are all doshas belong to whom? For body and mind, not for chaitanyam. It is like original sun reflects in a polluted water, gutter water. Sun reflects in the gutter water. Now, can you say sun is polluted by that gutter water? Can you say? Why? You cannot say that. Why you cannot say? There is no connection between gutter water and sun. All right. One reflected sun is there in the gutter water. Can you say that reflected sun is polluted? You cannot say it is polluted. Original sun is somewhere else. So you cannot say original sun is polluted because it is reflecting in the gutter water. Nor you can say that reflected sun is polluted because it is reflected in the gutter water. Then pollution belongs to whom? Gutter water, never for the sun. That's what Bhagavan told. Shariras topi kaunteya na karoti na lipyate anadityad nirgunatva. Even though Chaitanya manifests in every body and every mind, the pollution which is in the form of punya, papa, sanchita, agami, so many karma we say, na? All these pollutions, raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, the pollutions are all belong to only mind. Janma, marana, pollution belong to body. None of them can touch this atma. Once a person knows that I am atma, even though I am associated with all these polluted things, intimately associated with these polluted things, still I am asangaha, nirdoshaha. I cannot take pollution. Similarly, Chaitanyam is not at all affected by the evils in the body-mind complex. So, Swapaka, when we call, whom we call as Swapaka? Shunichaiva, Swapakecha, like that one word came. So, lower person, when we call, whom we call as lower person? Does it mean that he has lower Chaitanyam? Or lower body or lower mind, you tell. Does he have dirty Chaitanya or dirty body and dirty mind? Which is dirty? Swapaka's body and mind are dirty, Chaitanya is clean. Then Gavi's body, mind is dirty, Gavi means cow. Chaitanya is clean. Elephant's body and mind is dirty. Dirtiness, one type of dirtiness. I hope you understand. You are getting my point. Dirtiness differs from body to body. In one body, dirtiness is tamas. Another body, dirtiness is rajas. Like that. Dirtiness differed. But the dirtiness belong to what? Only body and mind. A jnani who sees the content, chaitanyam, he doesn't bother about the dirtiness belong to the container, body and mind. Therefore, he is samye sitam manaha. His mind is established in samam. Yes, man, Brahman is nirdosham samam advitiyam vastu. Yes, man, jnaninaha manaha samye sitam tasmat te brahmani sita taihi jitas sargaha. All crucial points if you are a sincere seeker after moksha. Otherwise, it is an academical language. But these are all very, very, very crucial points for a sincere seeker. When he wants to know what is the actual meaning of moksha. People without understanding what is the meaning of attaining Lord, janma after janma, they are trying like mad fellows. Some say, sit in japa, go on, rotate mala, you will attain Bhagavan. Some say, stand in one leg, go on, stand in one leg, you will attain Bhagavan. Some say, shut yourself in guha, go on, meditate and you will attain God. None of the seekers know the meaning. What is the meaning of attaining God? And general person's mind is what? Attaining God means he has to die first. Correct? He has to die. After death, his relatives will tell, he cannot say, I have reached there, in acknowledgement kalustara, you know. He cannot say that I have reached Vaikuntha or Shivaloka or any loka. His relatives will tell if he has bhasma, horizontal, Shivalokam. If it is vertical, Vishnu Lokam. If it is as per Islamic, it is Allah heaven. Others say. But if you probe into all these statements, what is the meaning of God and what is the meaning of attaining God, there is no other possibility of attainment other than understanding that I am already God. Repeatedly, Vedanta wants us to understand. Many times it is not tired of. You may be tired of. Vedanta is not tired of. Vedantic teachers are not tired of. Repeatedly, they insist that make us to understand. Established in Brahman means what? Suppose somebody says, one who understands the concept of Akasha is established in Akasha. Because many people don't know what is the concept of space. Though we are all the time living in space, we don't know what is the meaning of space. We go and ask scientists, plenty of definitions are there. The very fact that plenty of definitions are there means what? None of them is right. One contradicts the another. So Shastra says, what is the meaning of establishing in Brahman? How you establish in Brahman? Knowing that it is already you is called establishment in Brahman. Because Brahman means what? Infinite. How can you imagine something which is infinite different from you? Is it not contradictory in thinking? I say, infinite Lord is different from me. Hey, what is this? Infinite Lord is different from me. When you say, it is like telling, in my cow shed I had lot of horses. That means you don't know what is horse, what is cow shed. Sri Ramakrishna used to say. This fellow says, in our cow shed there are lot of horses. That means what? You don't know meaning of both the words, cow shed and horse. Similarly, infinite Lord is different from me means what? It is self-contradictory. There is no other possibility of knowing him other than oneself. Whether you like it or not, you are already Brahman. You are already infinite. And by knowledge, you recognize. If you don't have knowledge, you suffer. That's all. Even though everyone is established in Brahman only, ignorant person doesn't accept this fact, therefore he suffers due to limitation. If I am not Brahman, then I will ask, who are you? Then I have to say, I am Deha, correct? With limitation. Once I identify myself with Deha, immediately all the problems belong to body becomes my problem. Understood? Simple connection, light, loose connection, they are na. So that loose connection is there, you touch that connection, light comes, samsara comes, shock comes. If you remove that connection, shock is removed. Jnani knows this fact that he is already free and he is infinite, therefore he doesn't have any limitation with regard to time or space. Therefore, life is what? A happy life. He sings happily. Even though he has a cancer, he can happily say to the doctor who comes to cure that cancer, hey doctor, you cure my cancer, I will cure your cancer. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, ahamannam, 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 ahamannado, ahamannado, ahamannadaha, ahaggashlo gakrit, ahaggashlo gakrit, ahaggashlo gakrit, ahamasmi prathamajasya. Upanishad sings the glory of this. Jnani says that he is the most happiest person. Very tune itself, very happy tune, na? Not crying tune it is. In Samagana it is called. Ahamannam, ahamannam, ahamannam. I am the eater, I am the eaten, I am the eating instrument. All the three, I am. Therefore, no limitation for me. The criterion for samsara and moksha is what? Either you have this knowledge or not. If mind is established in knowledge, then the Lord is your friend. If mind is established in parichinnatvam and ignorance, the Lord becomes bhaya hetu. Bhishasmadvatav pavate bhishodeti suryaha bhishasmadagnishchendrascha mrityurdhavati panchamayiti. Every individual is afraid of death. Upanishad says death himself is afraid of someone. ಮೃತ್ಯು ಧಾವತಿ ಪಂಚಮಃ. ಸೂರ್ಯ ಇಸ್ ಅಫ್ರೈಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಮ್ಮನ್, ಚಂದ್ರ ಇಸ್ ಅಫ್ರೈಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಮ್ಮನ್, ವರುಣ ಇಸ್ ಅಫ್ರೈಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಮ್ಮನ್, ಆಲ್ ದಿ ದೇವತಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಅಫ್ರೈಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಮ್ಮನ್. ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್? ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್? ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆಸ್ಕ್, ಐತದಾತ್ಮಿದಗುಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ತತ್ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಸ ಆತ್ಮ ತತ್ವಮಸಿ ಶ್ವೇತ ಕೇತೋ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಯು, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಫ್ರೈಡ್ ಆಫ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಕಾಂಪ್ಲೆಕ್ಸ್, ದೆನ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅಫ್ರೈಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆಸ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ವಸ್ತು, ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಅಫ್ರೈಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು. ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಭೀಷಾತ್ ವಾತಃ ಪವನ್, ವಿಂಡ್ ಫ್ಲೋಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಿಯರ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಯು. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್. ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ಲಿ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಹಿಯರ್, ದೆನ್ ಸ್ಲೋಲಿ ದ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್, ಮೇ ಬಿ ಐಡಿಯಾ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್. ದಟ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ನ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಯು ನೋ, ದೆನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಯು ಸ್ಟ್ರಗಲ್. ನೌ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಏನೋ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಹೇಳುತ್ತಾರೆ, ವೇದಾಂತ ಹೇಳುತ್ತಾರೆ, ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಕೋಟ್ ಮಾಡುತ್ತಾರೆ, ಒನ್ ಐಡಿಯಾ, ಎ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ಯಾಶುವಲ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ದೇರ್, ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವರ್ತ್. ಪುಣ್ಯ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಪುಣ್ಯ. ಬೈ ದಟ್ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಸೀಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ರಂಭಾ ಊರ್ವಶಿ ಸಿನಿಮಾ ಥಿಯೇಟರ್ಗೆ ಟಿಕೆಟ್ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ. ಓಕೆ, ವಿಲ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ. ನ ಪ್ರಹೃಷ್ಯೇತ್ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ನೋ ದ್ವಿಜೇತ್ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ಚಾಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಸ್ಥಿರ ಬುದ್ಧಿರಸಂ ಮೂಢಃ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿದ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿ ಸ್ಥಿತಃ. ವೆನ್ ಎ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಲಿವ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಜೀವನ್ ಮುಕ್ತ, ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸರ್ಟನ್ಲಿ ಲಿವ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ವೆನ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್, ಹೌ ಹೀ ಕಂಡಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇನ್ ಡೇ ಟು ಡೇ transaction, because everybody's life, physical and psychological life, is governed by three factors. Everybody's physical and psychological life is governed by three factors. One is deshaha, the place where you are living. See, now you see people from northeast here, they felt that they are not safe. Understood? So place is the cause of your insecurity. And if you go to Afghanistan, you will feel certainly you are not safe. So desha is very very important in determining the quality of our physical life and psychological life. So there will be shita, ushna. Based on that rheumatism, if you live in Himalayas, naturally all joints will give pain. Those people who live in desert atmosphere, they don't get all these things, but they get another type of diseases. So if Jnani, if he lives in Himalayas, he will have problems based on desha, because of desha. Second one is kalaha. Time is a grand factor which brings you pain or pleasure. Desha means the place where you live is one factor which brings pain or pleasure. And second factor is time. Dinamapi rajani sahayam pratah shishira vasanto punarayatah kala kritati gacchati ayuhu. As though day comes, evening comes, as though it is a great play of the nature, when we find in that play, what happens? Ayuhu gacchati, we become old. Every teeth says that I exist, every joint says that I exist, and our eyes shows that we have become old. So old age and disease are governed by kalaha. Then third factor is prarabdha. Prarabdha is not for chaitanyam or atma, but it is certainly for body and mind. So jnani has to go through all the three factors. Somewhere else he will be living, and his body and mind will be affected by the desha, and he will be living within the framework called time. Either he will be little bit old or young or middle age, so he will be affected by that kala. Then he will have his own prarabdha for his body. So he will have ಮಾನ ಅಪಮಾನ, ಜಯ ಅಪಜಯ, ಸುಖ ದುಃಖ, ಅಪ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡೌನ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಹೌ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಕಂಡಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ನ ಪ್ರಘೃಷ್ಯೇ, ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ನ ಪ್ರಘೃಷ್ಯತಿ. ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎಲೇಟೆಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಡಿಸೈರಬಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಗೋ ಟು ಗುಜರಾತ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ಸ್. ಸಾಧುಸ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಗೋ ಟು ಗುಜರಾತ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ಓ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಆಂಧ್ರ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಗೋ ಉಪ್ಪಿನಕಾಯಿ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್ ಉಪ್ಪಿನಕಾಯಿ. ಉಪ್ಪಿನಕಾಯಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಪಿಕ್ಕಲ್. ಪಿಕ್ಕಲ್ ಓ ಪಿಕ್ಕಲ್ ಒನ್ ಒನ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ನ ಪ್ರಹೃಷ್ಯೆ. ಸಪೋಸ್ ಯು ಲೈಕ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಎ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ, ಸೊ ಯು ಗೋ ಟು ಗುಜರಾತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ಸ್, ವೆರೈಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಘೀ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ದೇ ಗಿವ್ ನೈಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ನ ಪ್ರಹೃಷ್ಯತಿ, ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎಲೇಟೆಡ್. ಅಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ನ ಉದ್ವಿಜೇತ್. ದಟ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಆರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ಆಂಧ್ರ, ಹಿ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಪಿಕ್ಕಲ್. ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಟಚ್ ಯುವರ್ ಐಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗಿವ್ ಟಿಯರ್ಸ್. ಖಾರ. ಆಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಸ್ ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ಕನ್ಸರ್ನ್, ಈಸ್ ಎ ಲವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್, ಸೊ ಸೊಸೈಟಿ ಪ್ರೊವೈಡ್ಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ ವಾಟ್? ಖಾರ. ಖಾರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಸ್ಪೈಸಿ. ಸೊ ಸ್ಪೈಸಿ ಐಟಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಗಿವನ್. ಸೊ ಅಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಉದ್ವಿಜತಿ. ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡಿಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಅನ್ಡಿಸೈರಬಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್. ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎಲೇಟೆಡ್, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡಿಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಡಿಸೈರಬಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅನ್ಡಿಸೈರಬಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್. ವೆದರ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್, ವೆದರ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್, ದೀಸ್ ದ್ವಂದ್ವಾಸ್ ಡ್ಯುಯಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಸುಖ ದುಃಖ ಮಾನ ಅಪಮಾನ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಅಪ್ರಿಯ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಇಗ್ನೋರೆಂಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಐಡಿಯಾ ಈಸ್ ಐ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ದುಃಖಂ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್, ಐ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಅನ್ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಅನ್ಡಿಸೈರಬಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್. ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್? ದಟ್ಸ್ ಐ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರಗಲ್ಸ್, ನೋ ಬಡಿ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ದುಃಖ. ಸೊ ಹೀ ಟ್ರೈಸ್ ಟು ಅವಾಯ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ವಸ್ತು. ವೆದರ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ವನ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಗಲ್, ಹೀ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ವನ್. ಓಕೆ, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಫೇಲ್ಯೂರ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹೀ ಗೋಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ ದಿ ಲಾ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್. ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಬೋತ್ ಆರ್ ಟೂ ಸೈಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೇಮ್ ಕಾಯಿನ್. ಲೈಫ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬೋತ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ದೇರ್. ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್, ಸೊ ಹಿ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಬೋತ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್, ಬೋತ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ಈಕ್ವಲಿ. ಸೊ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ಇನ್ ರಾಮಾಯಣ, ಒನ್ ಡೇ ದಶರಥ ಕಾಲ್ಸ್ ರಾಮ್ಜಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಹೇ ಟುಮಾರೋ ಬಿ ರೆಡಿ, ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಎ ಯುವರಾಜ. ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ಡೇ ಟೈಮ್ ವಾಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಟು ಯು. ದೆನ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಡೇ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ಎಂಟರ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಯಾಲೇಸ್ ಟು ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ಯುವರಾಜತ್ವ, ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್? ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್? ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಯುವರಾಜತ್ವ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ಸಲ್ಡ್. ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದಟ್, ಯುವರ್ ಸಿಟಿಸನ್ಶಿಪ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ಸಲ್ಡ್, ಗೋ ಟು ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸೈಲ್. ಸೊ ದೇ ಅವರ್ ವಾಲ್ಮೀಕಿಜಿ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಎ ಫೋಟೋಗ್ರಾಫ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಫೇಸ್. ವೆನ್ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಮೂರ್ತಿ ಹರ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಫಾರ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್, ಹೌ ಹಿಸ್ ಫೇಸ್ ವಾಸ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಈ ಎಂಟರ್ ಹಿ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಎ ಫೋಟೋಗ್ರಾಫ್ ಗಂಧರ್ವ ರಾಜ ಪ್ರತಿಮಂ, ಹಿ ಲುಕ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಗಂಧರ್ವ ರಾಜ, ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ವಿತ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಲಂಕಾರ ವಿತ್ ಪ್ಲೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಫೇಸ್ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸಿಟಿಸನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಎಂಟರ್ಡ್. ಗಂಧರ್ವರಾಜ ಪ್ರತಿಮಂ ವಿಖ್ಯಾತೆ ಪೌರುಷಂ ಲೋಕ ವಿಖ್ಯಾತ ಪೌರುಷೆ, ಇಸ್ ಪೌರುಷ ವಾಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಲೋಕ ವಿಖ್ಯಾತ, ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಗೇವ್ ಒನ್ ಫೋಟೋಗ್ರಾಫ್. ದೆನ್ ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ 5-10 minutes ದಿಸ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಹರ್ಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸ್? ದೆನ್ ವಾಲ್ಮೀಕಿ ಸೇಸ್ ನವನಂ ಗಂತು ಕಾಮಸ್ಯ ತ್ಯಜಿತಶ್ಚ ವಸುಂದರ ನ ದೃಶ್ಯತೆ ಚಿತ್ತ ವಿಕ್ರಿಯಾ. ದೆರ್ ವಾಸ್ ನೋ ಚಿತ್ತ ವಿಕ್ರಿಯಾ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್, ಈವನ್ ಎನ್ ಐಯೋಟ ಆಫ್ ಮಾಡಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸೀನ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫೇಸ್. ಸೊ ರಾಮ್ಜಿ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟೆಡ್ ದಿ ವನವಾಸ, ಈ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ವನವಾಸ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಫಾರ್ಚೂನ್. ವನವಾಸೋ ಹಿ ಮಹೋದಯ. So except Ramachandra Murthy, everybody who heard this order reacted in one way. Understood? This order was given by Kaikeyi. So as even this order was proposed, Dasharatha fainted. Kaushalya fainted. Lakshmana jumped. And he told, I will kill this old man and old lady. Yeah, old man, old lady, Dasharatha and Kaikeyi. And kill all the fellows who are supporting them. Entire Ayodhya I will simply sweep out. Then Ramji asked, okay, after destroying entire Ayodhya, for whose sake I will be the king? Who will be my citizens, you tell? Because you have already killed everyone. That's what, in anger, people don't know what to speak. All decency goes away. Our Lakshmana was classical example for immediate anger, but fortunately he had a capacity to put down off. Immediately when Ramji says no, immediately he will come zero. But that we don't have. 10 people we need. Once our engine is started, angry mood engine started means, words started means 10 people have to drag us. Hey, bharo, bharo, bidu, bharo. No. Matta, matta, okay. Street fight have seen, witness like that. So other than Ramji, everyone reacted in one way. All reactions are negative reactions. Only Ramji's response was a positive one, a purposeful one. Why? Because he was a jnani, so much convinced about the power of goodness, about the power of truth. He used to say, dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. If I protect dharma in my life, dharma will protect me. And there is a power called daivam. Prarabdha karma is there, one has to accept that. There is a power called daivam. And whatever you get in your life is anityam. Like that, many facts of life, he was very much convinced. Therefore, he accepted the choiceless situation with happy mind and changed his attitude. In our life, there are two types of situations come. One is choiceful situation, wherein you get a choice to work out, and you work out and get over from the problem. Another is choiceless situation. Another is choiceless situation. Other than accepting it, there is no choice for it. You cannot win over that situation. In both situations, self-effort is very, very important. In choiceful situation, you struggle to change the situation and get over from the problem. If it is choiceless situation, Shastra says, never try to change the situation, try to change your attitude. Try to change your attitude and make your mind to accept that it is choiceless. So, Jnani knows all these facts, therefore he is sthira buddhihi. His knowledge is so firm and asammudaha, without any doubt. He is firm in his knowledge. That, what is his knowledge? That I am infinite Atma, I am the Satya Atma, and this Jagat is nothing but Nama Rupam. This Jagat is nothing but name and form, and therefore it is Mithya. Mithya means what? That which is available for experience, at the same time, which is not a fact. It's called Mithya. We don't say that it is not there. It is certainly there, available for our experience, but it is not there in reality. That word has to be added. Jnani is very much convinced. His sense organ report the existence of the world. It is not a mental projection. Understand? Our sense organs report that there is an external world. It is not merely a mental projection like dream world. Since it is not dream world, it is not Pratibhasika Satya. Dream world is called appearance truth. Parent truth is called dream world. This world is not dream world. It is not like dream world. It has its own reality. At the same time, Shastra says it is not real also. In my introduction class for this fifth chapter, I talk there are three Satyam, Pratibhasika Satyam, apparent truth, Vyavaharika Satyam, transactional truth, paramarthika satyam, ultimate or absolute truth. Dream world is called pratibhasika satyam. It is available for only individual, not available for others. Once the individual gets away from that mood, that goes away. Second one is vyavaharika satyam. This world, jagrat world, available for everyone to transact. But another satyam is talked in the scripture, that is paramarthika satyam chaitanyam. So our sense organs say that there is world. Shastra says it is not real. Because sense organs show that there is a world, it is not dream world. Because Shastra says it is not real, it is not paramarthika absolute also. Therefore, it is in between, which is called vyavaharikam. That which is vyavaharikam, available for experience, but at the same time not a reality, is nothing but nama rupa jagat mithya. Through sense organs, jnani experiences the external world, but he keeps shastric knowledge in his mind and responds to them. He never forgets the mithyatvam, unreality of the world. He never mixes up both the realities. Both the realities means what? Vyavaharikam and paramarthik. For your example, we also have this capacity. Everywhere we have, whatever Shastra talks is not new thing for us. We don't mix up two realities. Shastra says you have that capacity not to mix up two realities. You sit in front of the TV. You sit in front of the movie and see a world there. And you cry. And you are identified with that world. When somebody sings a duet song, you find that you are singing that duet song. Even though not in the real world generally getting beatings only from the spouse, at least in imaginary world, I sing a duet song. So that's why tadatmya comes. But once that movie is over, what happens? I don't mix up that characters with whom I have identified in my real life. So the characters of the movie are called pratibhasikam, apparent characters. The characters with whom I transact in real world are called transactional reality. So I don't consider or I don't mix up pratibhasikam as vyavaharikam. I never raise the movie character as my family members. I never take into the account that lottery which I got in my dream as the wealth of my real account. If I get married in the dream world, I don't consider that I am married second time. Yen agutte nodi. Suppose if you take it in that way, mix up. If you mix up in that way, there are two levels of identity is there. This much you understand. Understood? There is a dream world, dream character, dream space, dream time. Everything is different. And it is real as long as you are in dream. But still, you don't mix up those characters, those wealth, those loss, those gains. Nothing you mix up with the transactional world. We call it real world. It is not real world. Actually, it is transactional world. Vyavaharika satyam. Similarly, jnani doesn't mix up this transactional satyam and paramarthika satyam. As a witness of a movie, I enjoy crying scene, I enjoy comedy, I enjoy fight, everything I enjoy. Though it is different from that character standpoint, it is different. Cry is different from comedy, comedy is different from fight, correct? But for me, the witness, all are source of enjoyment, time pass. How this happened? How I am not able to mix up? Why I don't mix up? I always remember this is nothing but shadow. Correct? I always remember that this is nothing but shadow. At least after the end of the movie, when ಪ್ಲೇನ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರೀನ್ ಇಸ್ ಶೋನ್, ಇಷ್ಟೇ ಅಪ್ಪ ಹೋಗಿ ಬನ್ನಿ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ ಅವರು. ಅವಾಗ ಏನಾಗುತ್ತೆ, ಓ ಇಷ್ಟೇವಾ, ಇದು ರಿಯಲ್ ಇಲ್ಲ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಯು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಿ ಬೇಸ್, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರೀನ್, ಪ್ಲೇನ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರೀನ್, ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಮೂವಿ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಶ್ಯಾಡೋ. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ಯು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಿ ಸತ್ಯಂ, ದಿಸ್ ವ್ಯಾವಹಾರಿಕ ಜಗತ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯ. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಸ್ ಬೋತ್ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಪ್ರಿಯಂ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಪ್ರಿಯಂ. ದೆನ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ವಶ್ಚಿನ್, ಹೌ ಟು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಟ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾತ್ವ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಜಗತ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇಸ್, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಎ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿ ಸ್ಥಿತ ದೆನ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಿ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾತ್ವ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಜಗತ್. ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್, ವೆನ್ ಯು ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್ ದ ಸ್ಕ್ರೀನ್ ಮೂವಿ ಶ್ಯಾಡೋಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ರಿಯಲ್. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್ ದಿ ವೇಕರ್ಹುಡ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ರಿಯಲ್. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್ ದಿ ಇನ್ಫಿನಿಟ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ಆಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾತ್ಮತ ದೇ ಕಾಲ್ ಇಟ್, ಜಾಗ್ರತ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ರಿಯಲ್. ಸೊ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿ ಸ್ಥಿತ ಸನ್ ಸಹ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ ಸ್ಥಿರ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಅಸಂಮೂಢ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ನ ಹೃಷ್ಯತಿ ಅಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ನ ಉದ್ವಿಜತಿ. ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಇನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್, ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಇನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿ ಡೌಟ್ ವಿತ್ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡ್ ಟು ದಿ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ, ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಫರ್ಮ್ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕನ್ವಿಕ್ಷನ್, ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಏದರ್ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಆರ್ ಅಪ್ರಿಯಂ. ಇನ್ ದಿ 18th ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಟಾಕ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಸಮದರ್ಶನಂ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಫಲಂ, ಇಸ್ ವಿಷನ್ ವಿತ್ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಡಿಫ್ರೆನ್ಷಿಯೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ಈ ಇಸ್ ಸಮಹ. ದನ್ ಇನ್ 19th ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಈ ಇಸ್ ಜೀವನ್ ಮುಕ್ತ ಇಹೈವತೈರ್ ಜಿತಸರ್ಗ, ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್, ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಾಂಕರ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಸಂಸಾರ, ಈ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಎ ಜೀವನ್ ಮುಕ್ತ. ದನ್ ಇನ್ 20th ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಹಿ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಹರ್ಷ ಅಂಡ್ ಶೋಕ, ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನೌ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಫ್ರೀಡಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಟೈನ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಜೀವನ್ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಇಸ್ ಟಾಕ್ಡ್. ಮೋರ್ ಡೀಟೇಲ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಹರಯೇ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೆ ಪ್ರಣದ ಕ್ಲೇಶನಾಶಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ.